Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Welcome back to this week's discussion on why the Federal Reserve Bank has been a consistent failure ever since it was created 110 years ago, has performed more poorly than the private sector system it replaced, and will always continue to fail. When America declared independence from Great Britain, it did not have the capability to immediately strike its own coins. It took until 1792, 16 years after independence, before the U.S. Mint struck its first coins. To fill the vacuum, British, French, Spanish, Dutch, and other coins were used in everyday commerce. Several states also struck their own copper coins. The foreign coins continued to explicitly have legal tender status in America until 1857. When it came to defining the value of a U.S. dollar, it was set by matching the average silver content of the Spanish 8 reales coins, also known as pieces of 8, then in circulation. Gold was fixed at 16 times the value of silver. Early on, the U.S. Mint had two major problems. First, it could not strike coins fast enough to supply the growing economy. Second, the value of the gold coins was higher than their face value, meaning that large numbers of those coins were melted down or exported. It wasn't until about 1850 that mint coin output finally met commercial demand. The Panic of 1819 was caused by the disruptive actions of the first Bank of the United States established by the federal government. The Panic of 1837 was also attributed by the poor transition from closing down another attempt at a federal government bank, the Second Bank of the United States. Gold and silver coinage disappeared from circulation during the Civil War, when the U.S. government first issued paper money not redeemable for either metal. In comparison to government mismanagement of the monetary system in early American history, the private sector has a far better record. In the coming weeks, I'll continue to detail how the Federal Reserve is structured to fail, not matching what the private sector did before it was created. That's it for today. Come back here next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.